It's the Mina's House podcast. Mina, say what? Another edition. I am so excited. I got family here. I literally watched them grow up. Juan Moore is joining us. We need a hand clap. And you guys are joining me on Big Boy's birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Big Boy.
Why is he so old?
You know, I feel like this is a ritual now. Like, last time I talked to you guys, you were turning 19.
Yeah, man.
And Mary J. Blige called us. Yeah. Do you remember that? And wished you a happy birthday?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was so much fun.
So, the funny part, for people who don't know, you guys are Wanya Morris's kids from the legendary Boyz II Men. Uh-huh. You guys have your own group, Juan Moore.
Yeah.
You guys are killing it right now, performing at the Grammys and doing Soul Train Award stuff. And you guys are biological kids. People always ask that.
Yeah.
You guys are biological kids. They're real brothers here.
Yeah,
okay, it's Chulo, Big Boy, Rocco, and Tyvis joining us here in the Meet the South podcast today.
What's up?
So, Big Boy, when I was with you on your birthday last time, Mary called to wish you a happy birthday, and she was talking about how she couldn't wait to get into the studio with you guys, and then it actually happened.
We got two bangers.
Yeah. Two bangers.
Alone with you, and please.
Right. So walk me through that process, because I feel like that's the last thing that we talked about. And then watching it happen on social media and then seeing the video, how it actually, and you're signed to Mary. So she's invested in you guys in your career and in your growth. How was that being in the studio with such a legend?
Oh my gosh. It was such a vibe, man.
Yeah,
we were listening to those songs. Like demo version of the songs, and it was just like, whoa.
Yeah,
and we just walked in and had like fun, vocal
it was
fun.
So much fun.
Everything you hear on that song, it was just us having fun. And it's just, we ended up blowing it up.
Cause at first, we teased it a little bit.
Yeah.
We teased it on social media.
Blew up.
And then it was supposed to. With the interaction of everybody, the audience, everybody was like, yo, what is going on?
Right.
Okay, all right, fine. All right,
we'll put it out.
So for people my age, Mary J. Blige is like, wow, you know, like I remember literally like sitting in the car when I had gotten my first car and I just learned to drive. Mm-hmm. And there was a Mary song, and I was going through something in a relationship, which we always are. Right. And I'm in the car crying, listening to Mary, you know? But that's my age bracket, right? For your age bracket, obviously, you know, she's an icon and a legend, but you guys are a little bit younger. I mean, Rocco, you're 13 now, and Big Boy, you're 20. Happy birthday. Chulo, you're
18.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Chulo's legal now. And Tyvis,
17.
You're 17.
Yeah.
So for someone of your generation, what does Mary J. Blige mean to your generation?
I'm not gonna lie.
I know she's really into her mental and when it comes to women empowerment, especially Black women empowerment, she's always there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she makes a lot of very, very strong songs for those people, for those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody.
Everybody. You
and know, I'm not gonna lie, she's very helpful to us. Like, she's very helpful to the culture and to, you know, I be watching her posts and everything that she posts, it's just very like empowering. It's like she's talking about keep your head up, stay strong, always stay focused.
Love yourself.
It's just amazing. Love yourself. That's the main thing. It's like, you know, we're proud to have her, you know, in our lives.
Absolutely. You guys have been performing so much. When I was watching, what was the Grammys that you performed with Stevie Wonder? I was like mind blown. First of all, I didn't know it was happening, right? And then you guys were a surprise. And I knew exactly who you guys are because we have a relationship. How was that day and preparing for that moment? Was that a special moment to you, or were you just like, whatever?
It was nerve-wracking, but like, you gotta understand the thing about the music industry is like, when you get on stage, it's automatically lock in and give a show. So that's what we did.
We only had like 2 and a half days of practice. We only had like two and a
half days of practice too. So it's like,
so last minute,
stay ready so you don't gotta get ready.
Get ready. Hello. Okay, time is with the job. Yeah,
they loved us on that stage though, man. We were looking out into the crowd and we seen like celebrities like Camila Cabello,
Doja Cat,
The Rock, yeah, Doja Cat, Beyonce. Jennifer Lopez.
Yo, I was staring at Beyonce.
So you guys met her and we talked about that.
Yes.
But you met Jay-Z and you met all these other people that day. You were taking pictures with everybody.
And the way they were giving us our flowers was just so, it's like, yeah, yo, it was so encouraging. Yeah. We were like, oh yeah, we gotta keep on going now.
Yeah,
now
we were hyped. We were like, oh snap.
Yeah,
we like that.
Yeah.
Who were you most excited to meet?
Beyonce.
Well, besides Beyonce.
Okay, all right. Wait, who is it?
Besides Beyonce.
SZA.
We met Pharrell.
The Rock.
Rock was crazy to see.
Oh my gosh. D-Smoke.
D-Smoke was crazy.
He's so talented.
Yo, he's so talented, yo.
And nice.
Yo, shout out to Inglewood, of course. You know.
I wish we could have met Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yo, we were so close.
Okay, so we're gonna tell you that. So we were walking right, everybody heard was like, you guys did so amazing. SZA was like, yo, I saw y'all kill it, The Rock.
And we were like, wow. Taylor Swift too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yo, Taylor Swift walked up the mom. She was like, oh my gosh, she's like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. I was like, what?
Not surprising.
We were so close to walking up to Kendrick, but then it was like everything was like the crowd, you know, because he started just winning his Grammy for his amazing album that he recently just put out. So it's like we were about to walk up to him, but the crowd, you know, they just
and the security was just like it was just sit down, everybody sit down, and we're like okay, fine.
Because we only had, you know, it was commercial breaks, mm-hmm. so we had to.
You got like 5 minutes, 5-7 minutes, then you got to sit down. So is that who you guys love in your age bracket? Is Kendrick Lamar the guy? Because right now everybody's talking about like J. Cole, Drake.
I'm not gonna lie. I love all of them.
Uh-huh.
All of them are doing their thing right now. I love all the albums, all the songs that they just recently put out. Yo.
Man.
So you're meeting all these people in like the past, what, 1 or 2 years? So it's a lot happening at the same time. What's the best advice that you've gotten in this time, short time period where you met so many people?
Mine would be to have fun.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Have fun.
And listen
have fun.
To your mom.
Listen to your mom. Yes, and that's the main thing.
And keep working hard, no matter where you are, and the ups and downs.
Yes.
You know, keep working.
You gotta cherish the little moments, for sure. Cherish the little moments, because when the big moments come, you look back at the little moments and be like, oh, so this is what the little moments was for.
Right before Tizo put out the album, the
shout out Tizo Touchdown.
Right before Tizo put out the album, we seen him in the Invite Only studio.
He was like,
any advice you can give us? He was like, just lock in. Like, it took me so long. He was like, it took me so long to do what I'm doing, but I locked in and I kept grinding and grinding and grinding, and that was one thing that stuck with me.
Yeah, that's our boy, yo. Shout out to you.
You know what? Because you guys are so young, it's really important for you to have fun and hold on to that youth while still, it's a balance, right? Mm-hmm. You want to grind and you want to do your thing and you want to get ahead, but you're only going to be 13 once.
Exactly.
You're only going to be 20 once.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like holding on to not only like you being young, but then also holding on to the amazing moments that you guys are experiencing at such a young age, meeting Beyonce. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't get that opportunity, being in the room with Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, meeting Pharrell, who's a genius producer, you know? It's really important for you guys to be so young and then hold on to those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are young, and it might seem like everything is happening so fast, and then one day you're gonna look back and be like, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
You know, so if you really live in the moment, you can like really experience it and not feel like you're just moving and going fast, you know, and missing these important moments in your life and your career. I wanted to talk about Please Don't Go.
Yeah.
Because Mary's in the video, and she gives you like a little pep talk in the beginning. And obviously this is a song that your father and his group sung.
Yeah, right.
So when Mary comes and says, hey, first of all, was it her that said, I want you guys to sing this song?
Yeah.
That's what I thought from the video. How did you guys feel about that? Were you excited, nervous?
Honestly, we were just kind of like excited to express it, show our vocals and see how we can execute this song to the best of our ability. We were like, oh man, we're about to hit, you know, Voice of Ed songs. Like,
right.
That's crazy. And like, we ended up hitting it and executing, and it's just, woo.
Yeah.
You guys sang it.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie, we knew we did that thing when we made Mary J. Blige proud. She was like, woo.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, oh, yo, dad called us up. He was like, oh! Like, we have to do it for you. Come on.
Did you guys practice, like, your parts, or did you just go into it?
I'm telling you, we just walked in and had fun.
Wow.
We listened to the song. We were listening to the song. We were like, oh, this part's in here, too. Oh, we can do this with this. We can do that with that. Like,
Harmonies, oh, my gosh. The harmonies. That was one song we did. I was like, yo, we have to go crazy on the harmonies.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys did that. You guys really did. I just want to clap it up. We played it on SiriusXM The Heat.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe how vocally they've grown so much. And you guys really hit the notes. And we're talking about your father's legendary group. I mean, those aren't notes everyone's hitting. And you guys hit them. And the crazy part is you're telling me you just walked into the studio and did it. Like, you didn't even rehearse that.
Right,
you didn't and I'm sure it's a song you've heard your whole life, right? Growing up.
Yeah.
But still, singing it and being in the studio, I feel like would be a different side of hearing the song in that space.
Right.
Chulo, I think you did like the talking version that your dad.
Yeah, I got in my deep voice.
No, it was me.
I got in my deep voice back for a minute. You know, I had
a little. All right, Rocco, calm down.
You did it. You did that.
I did. Thank you.
So you say your dad called you and said, yeah, I went crazy. What was that moment like for you?
We were just so happy to make, you know, to hear and to see that Boyz II Men is proud that we remade it and we executed it.
I'm glad we got the okay from Boyz II Men to do it justice. Mm-hmm. And then we executed it, and then we got the thumbs up from them, like, y'all killed that. And they were ecstatic.
Yeah. How about your Uncle Nate, who wrote the song?
He said he was crying.
No,
you could even hear him on the phone.
Crying.
Uncle Nate
want to act all hard and stuff like that. He want to be the cool guy. He cries too, man.
I'm not gonna lie. We were very happy we made him proud, you know, because that means that we're doing after.
And he wrote the song. Actually.
Right,
so
that's why I asked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's incredible that he cried. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just shows how you guys and you're progressing in your talent.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what's going on right now, because you guys do have another song right now that we are also playing.
Yes.
It's called Alone With You.
Yeah.
It's a little bit grown.
Yeah.
But
no, it ain't. It's like you're holding hands in the park. School, don't do that.
You're 13 years old, Rocco.
Right. How old was he?
Holding hands in the park?
How old? Was he like 15 singing that song?
15.
Am I tripping?
Yeah. Tell me about the song and why you guys chose this song.
It's honestly the same thing.
Yeah.
We actually, I think we hit Alone With You and Please Don't Go the same day.
Mm.
Yeah. And like, you know, that was another one of the songs that Mary J. was like, I want y'all to hit it. And again, we just listened to the songs, had fun. And we enjoyed listening to the songs as we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, you know, Alone With You though, we heard it the first time in the studio.
Mm.
And we went into the studio, executed it. You know, we listened to the song for a couple times, you know, so we could get the vibe of the song. But when we hit that and went into the studio, you're just like, yo, it's time.
I'm not gonna lie, yo.
Both of them are bangers. It's funny. It's a song that everyone can relate, right? Yeah. I'm relating to it as an adult, but you guys are relating to it as kids. Like, we went to the park and held hands.
Right. You know? Like, the song, like girls could be talking about guys mm-hmm. when it comes to this song, and guys could be talking about girls. So it's like, you know, it's gender neutral.
Yeah, and it's like, except for the girl, don't leave me, don't leave me. Right.
I forgot about the part.
But, Rocco's voice actually complimented it a lot.
Yeah.
It was really like giving that Tevin Campbell type of
right.
So it's just like
I tried. I had to put it on for y'all.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that the maturity of your voices.
Right.
I mean, Big Boy, you sound like your dad sometimes. It's crazy, you know? And then Rocco and Chulo and the way and Tyvus, the way that your voices have grown, it have you guys been working on that or it's just
So like, you know, every day we make sure we do our vocal warm-ups, you know, keep our voices smooth, you know, Tyvus is the silky one.
Trying to keep my voice up there.
Yeah,
up on that. So
I heard Mary has like a very extensive regimen of things that she does before she goes into the studio. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have that?
Yes. We do.
It's not the same thing.
Well, oh, no, it's not the same thing as Mary's, but we like to do 30-minute voice warm-up.
And then we, funny thing, what I like to do before every single time I go into the studio, I like to like do a couple of jumping jacks, like cardio.
It gets the heart rate up.
And miss like... like water vapor.
And then we definitely, tea is a priority. Yeah. We always stop at like a Starbucks somewhere to get some tea or something, you know?
That's what I remember about Mary too. She needed the tea.
Yeah. Oh yeah, tea helps.
Yeah.
With performances, studio, it helps.
I went to karaoke and I tried to sing a couple of R&B songs and I can't sing. And I was out of breath. And you realize in that moment how much, you know, like your lungs
exactly.
that you have to use. And how you said you do jumping jacks.
Yes, and the funny thing is, like, you could actually train your lungs to, like,
stand
to,
that.
Yeah, hold exactly. Those, exactly.
So, you guys have been doing that this whole time. That's incredible.
Every day. We make sure we do it every day.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you've performed on TV at some amazing award shows. Mm-hmm. You guys have music out that's popping. Mm-hmm. The last step of it is touring, right? So, I want to talk about a couple of things because I was really excited about some things that you guys were going to go on. But the Scream Tour, which was crazy because I remember me growing up with the Scream Tour and what that meant to us and you guys are like the new generation almost of the Scream Tour. It didn't happen, right?
Yes. It was about to.
So what's going on with that? Is it going to happen or?
I think it's like postponed.
I think it's going to be later.
Yeah.
But I know right now.
But we got this performance
coming
up.
So basically, we're Hollister?
Yeah, we're a partner.
Yeah,
we're
I
partner.
Saw that.
We're a partner with Hollister, yes.
Wow, congratulations.
And like
we have a show coming up with we're actually sharing the stage with amazing artists like Benson Boone, Jake, Boys World, a whole bunch of amazing artists that are out right now.
That's going to be in Las Vegas.
Yes.
May 1st.
Yeah, May 1st is going to be that show. And it's, we're going to be performing in front of like a couple thousand students.
Yes.
Congratulations, guys. That's a huge accomplishment, getting a brand deal.
Y'all may see us on the stage with Mary.
Yeah, strength of a woman tour.
Yes,
that's what she said.
No. Oh my gosh!
Yes,
that's so amazing.
I know.
She's giving you guys such a lane and so much support.
Yeah,
it's special.
It's very special. We are so appreciative.
Mm-hmm. Now you were gonna go on tour with Omarion, but he canceled that.
Yes.
So I did see that. But you are going on a Fan Love tour this summer.
Fan Love tour. Oh, that's postponed too.
Oh, okay.
That's postponed too. So it's right now. All we have right now is the Hollister performance,
right?
And then the Strength of a Woman's tour.
Okay.
And more music. And we have more music coming out with, and little shows and
music
a couple
videos.
Of shows here, like Fan Fest coming up in L.A. in June, you know.
Oh, yeah. FanFest in L.A. in June.
You guys are booked and busy.
Yes. Staying busy.
And then we got an EP coming out soon.
So
I think that's in June, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the two songs are going to be on the EP.
Yes. yes.
Are you guys done with that, or are you working on it?
Oh, we're done with the EP. Yeah. So basically, we're done with the EP. Now it's all about arranging and getting the art and all that stuff. But
I'm really excited for everyone to hear this one. Like, I'm very excited.
This one is, I'm gonna say this, I like this one a lot better than the last one. Yeah. So, y'all better get ready, man.
And I would think you guys have more creative input now because you're a little bit older as well. Yeah. I mean, you're almost 21, big boy. Yeah, I mean, we were together when you was 19. Yeah. And now you're turning 20. Next time I see you, I'm gonna be 21.
Already pushing
30. Drink a little something.
Drink
a little something.
Mom's like, absolutely not. You're always going to be my child. I don't care how old you are. I think it's incredible that your mom is with you at all times because she can protect you from some of the things that happen, you guys being so young. I mean, Rocco, you come off as very mature for your age, but you are very much 13 years old, you know.
You're 13.
Mom, boy. For all the girls that don't like that, deal with it, okay? All right?
It's important.
I hang out with her than you.
But that's very special. So it's definitely a family affair. I'm so happy to have you guys come in today. The EP, do you have a name for it yet?
Ooh, wait, hold up.
No.
Okay.
Nah.
So EP is coming sometime in the summer, and you guys possibly performing Strength of a Woman.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then more's gonna pop up.
Personally, this is my last question. I know you guys are thinking about work, but personally, I want you to really think about this. What are your personal goals for yourself?
Okay. So honestly, I love working out. I want to just get to my best physique.
I have noticed that you do have a couple more muscles.
Hey, man, this jacket.
I have noticed.
You know, I'm fitting well. You know what I mean?
So you have fitness goals.
Yes. My goals, I'm not going to lie. I want to be able to hold an award, like...
It's coming.
That's what I was about to say.
God, continue to pray. It's gonna happen.
It's coming for y'all.
That's my goal for the group.
Yeah. Right.
That is a group goal.
A group goal. Personal goals.
Rocco, what about you, bro?
I'm not even gonna lie.
They took both of mine.
I was just about to say, like, getting stronger. I want to get stronger, but I do want to learn a backflip. When I learn that backflip, I'm gonna do it on stage.
I was gonna say, y'all can start. You can start dancing and doing backflips in the back. That would be fire.
Chris Brown doing those moves and then backflip on beat.
You got served, Eric.
Yes.
Also, I would like to. I'm sorry, Ty.
No, you good.
I would like to get better at writing too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, we've been really like testing the waters and writing our music, which you guys will hear in the EP.
I've been trying to learn the guitar, you know.
Wow.
The electrical, I just got my first electrical guitar from my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So once I learn the electrical guitar, I'm gonna do the classical guitar, then the bass, and I'm gonna do every guitar. You know,
that's an incredible goal.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice at it too.
Yeah.
I want to get some lessons. Give me some lessons.
You better be like Post Malone out here. He'll put out his guitar and starts playing every second.
I'm definitely going to get lit.
And Chulo, you said yours was...
Mine was being able to hold...
Oh, yeah. That's the group one. How about your personal one? Just for you. Something you can work on your own.
I've been practicing the piano. Of course. That's my thing. I love the piano. What did you say, Mom? Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, I can't believe I missed that. Yo, yeah. I love producing beats.
Yeah.
I love making beats.
Yeah, that was one beat he made, and I was the only one he showed at first. I was like, yo, you could go crazy.
Because I like to beatbox sometimes, you know? Yeah. I like to beatbox.
Let me see. I want to see
that. No, not the beatbox one.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm big boy and I gotta play with the
I love that, man. You guys are so talented. months and work on your personal goals, please. Mm-hmm. And as someone who's been doing this for 15 years, hold on to these moments. Right. Don't grow up too fast. Mm-hmm. Stay in what you're going through right now, okay? Because mm-hmm. you only get to be you at this age, at this time once, okay?
Yes, thank you.
One more, thank you guys for joining me today. An amazing conversation. Another amazing edition of the Mina's House podcast. It's Mina Stay. I'll talk to you next time.